Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Labor has enshrined a profit tax for coal mining companies into law ahead of the upcoming October election. Under the legislation introduced into State Parliament on Thursday, the three-tiered royalty scheme will be locked into law, though lowering the tax will require a vote. This move has increased pressure on opposition leader David Cristofoli to guarantee he would retain the scheme if elected.
New energy regulators have been introduced into some markets to cap power prices for certain customers in Queensland. The 2024-25 Default Market Officer, or DFO, has now capped the power price that retailers can charge households and small businesses. However, this regulation only affects customers on standard retail plans in southeast Queensland and some other parts of the country. The push for cheaper power has increased due to cost of living pressures, with the Australian energy regulator stating that the growing financial concern placed increased weight on protecting customers.
The next story contains domestic violence, so listener discretion is advised. Doctors have called for an increased funding for frontline services, service response, and screening for pregnant women for intimate partner violence. This comes after Monash University researchers found connections between high perinatal depression and a high risk of domestic violence. Clinicians believe pregnancy provides a unique opportunity to build trust and screen patients more regularly. However, they need funding to boost their services and teams.
The latest lottery prize that is worth $150 million remains unclaimed. The lucky ticket holder will become the biggest individual lottery winner in Australia. The Thursday's winning entry is bought in Adelaide and has not been registered to a player card or online account. Lottery officials say the winner has 12 months to claim their prize and urge all South Australian residents or visitors who purchase an entry in Thursday night's draw to check their tickets.
In international news, 9 people have been killed and dozens injured in northern Mexico after a large gust of wind knocked over a stage at a political campaign rally on Wednesday. Social media footage shows people running and screaming as the screen theatre-style lights and framework toppled. Presidential candidate Jorge Álvarez Maínez said the victims will not be alone in this tragedy and later suspended his upcoming campaign events.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower later in the day. It's currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That is all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.